The sports that count. The vital stats you're looking for from the team that's on the inside track. Your weekly dose of sport is here. This is Extra Time with John Rose and Peter Sharkey.
Yes, us here again after the rakish and racing snake-esque form of Colin last week. It's Slim Boy Fat here. Yes, Peter, I heard your slurs. My people are poring over a transcript as we speak. you know your friends are while you're away. And on that litigious note, let's look to this week's extravaganza. Statsman drops off a cartload of revealing ratios and percentages. Colin keeps the podcast nice and trim with another biting edition of tweeting and some other stuff too, Mr. S.
I didn't think you'd have listened to it, given that you were off in far-flung parts. And in any event, it was Colin's idea that we should take the mickey out of you and the fact that you'd put a couple of ounces on over Christmas, I think, and still trying to run them off. Of course, Graham Nico Nicholas, a friend of the star, celebrates a big birthday this weekend, you know, John, and we've all been invited, so there might not be any show next week as we're recovering. In the meantime, he interviews David Pleat, and interesting that David runs the rule over the England-Montenegro shambles. It's the goal that England conceded. Let's not bother with that. But one thing that David Pleat does do is he predicts a good Easter for Wolves, and not a particularly good one for Blues, who of course travel to promotion chasing Crystal Palace. Statsman, as you say, picks up West Ham West Brom. I can't even say it. Statsman picks up West Ham West Brom. And of course, the big one, Aston Villa versus Liverpool. Ooh, we've got our fingers crossed for that one. And I'm not saying that it's going to be claret and blue fingers either.
Didn't that used to be Texas? The big one. I'm sure it did.
They're probably the burgers that you keep eating.
Up-to-date news, the latest stats, and forthright opinion. This is Extra Time.
Nominated for the European Podcast Awards, Extra Time now has over 10,000 listeners and rising fast. Reach a captive audience by advertising on Extra Time. Contact us now. ExtraTime@trinitymirror.com.
David Pleat. We've got a lot of action this weekend, but David, first, I'll have to go to England. We've had these two games at the weekend. Job done, San Marino 8-0. I don't know if the job was done in Montenegro 1-1. David, what do you think?
The substitution was good, taking off a sitting midfield player for a forward. That gave us problems, and we didn't respond quick enough to that. We made our substitution rather late when it was quite clear that they were getting on top of the game.
Yes.
And threatening, and there was no doubt they did threaten. We seemed to disappear in the middle of the park. We couldn't get hold of the ball, and they got the ascendancy in that vital area. But the extra passion and pushing closer onto the England defenders gave us problems, and we seemed to panic in a roundabout way and concede the second half to the home team.
Are the young players up to scratch?
No, I think it was more or less... No, I don't think necessarily. I think it got difficult for our midfield. I thought Milner, who'd had a very good first half, did OK in the whole game, actually, Milner. I thought the old head was properly required in the centre of midfield. Also, I felt our full-backs did not help themselves in the second half. I thought they got caught out in one or two advanced areas, and they used the channel ball well. On several occasions, Vucinic particularly got down the right side with a better cross. I think there could have easily been a goal result from that one. And then down the left side too. So, you know, they gave us a test, that's for sure. I don't know whether they'll be able to play with the same passion at Wembley.
No.
But they gave us a test, and we have a point. But, of course, Ukraine or Poland, one of those could have a very, very good run now and challenges for a second position if Montenegro was to surprise people and continue with good results. I think England will finish top of the group.
Let's get ahead to the weekend, David. Aston Villa take on Liverpool.
Liverpool have only won four away, which is poor by their standards. They've scored 27 goals away from home. Problem Villa have got, obviously, even though at last their attacking combination looks promising, Benteke, Wijnman, Agbon-Lahore, even though that looks promising, they're conceding goals. And, of course, as of the moment, they've only scored 14 goals a turn, which many supporters will think, well, we can't possibly get out of trouble if we don't score goals. I think the biggest problem is, can we defend? Can we stop the mistakes? And if they do that, they've got a reliable goalkeeper, Guzan, behind them. But they want the support of the crowd again, and they'll probably want that first goal.
Well, Liverpool can slip up, as that shock 3-1 defeat at Southampton showed. They are beatable these days.
Oh, yes, they're certainly beatable. They haven't done well away from home this season, so they have not yet come to terms with the difference between playing at home and playing away, and it's something for Brendan Rodgers to wrestle with. But, of course, they have got that man Suarez.
Absolutely. Well, West Brom have had a pretty good season, really. They go to West Ham. They've won just 4 away games, the Baggies, but, you know, West Ham are beatable on their patch.
They are. They've won 6 games at home, and I think they're relatively safe with 33 points. Albion will be breathing much easier. They're in a lovely position at this stage of the season. 11 points ahead, I think they are, of West Ham. They're not an easy team to play, but I think West Bromwich Albion, if they get possession of the ball, and they're good at that, they've got enough midfield players who can look after the ball, I think West Brom are capable of getting a point there.
Well, David, we'll be back with the Championship shortly.
Statsman. The stats are present and correct. So there you go. And here we are. The Premier League clash between Aston Villa and Liverpool promises to be more mouth-watering than the time I went foot-long with that meatball salad at Subway. Other sandwich shops are available. There's more than a glimmer of hope for Villa, as Liverpool's away record comes in at only 26.7%. They've also conceded 27 goals on the road, so an upset at Villa Park doesn't seem too unlikely. Oh look, a pig. Next, it's the meeting of the Wests. In fact, it's more West than Timothy West singing West End Girls on the West End stage while watching the West Wing. West Brom face West Ham. The Baggies travel to Upton Park in the borough of Newham, which has given rise to the unceasing talents of Vanessa from The Saturdays, Quaker and social reformer Elizabeth Fry, and the professional Cockney Danny Dyer. West Ham averaged 20 tackles per game and 10 fouls. If I were Steve Clark, I'd be concentrating on discipline. But I'm not, so I won't. Extra time is what you have on your desktop, iPod or stereogram. Delve into the world of Formula One in a few short minutes. Peter has a superb guest lined up. Birmingham get Crystal Palace. Blues are in 12th place and Palace are 8 places above them. The best time to put goals past them is in minutes 31 to 45 and 46 to 60. Wolves face Middlesbrough, and don't hold your breath as Borough have the upper hand in the head-to-head, if you see what I mean. In all their meets, Wolves have 22 wins and Middlesbrough have 40. My work here is done, and now it's jingle time with Vanity Pine. Make time for Pine.
I hope we're getting a cut, or an off cut, should that be, of this Pine business, Peter. Now, you taking the lead, as it were, from Tony, from Statsman. You two have been plundering the odds and percentages and ratios, etc., for this almighty derby, of course, between Birmingham, between Blues and Wolves.
I don't know whether or not there's any significance in the fact that it's played on April Fool Day, John. But yeah. I was certainly looking ahead of having a flutter, which I'll come to in a second, but undoubtedly Blues are the form team of the two, and of course they're at home on Monday. They've, before they play Palace at the weekend, they've lost only 2 of their last 11 league games. Now that's not mid-table mediocrity. That is good form. Wolves, of course, have picked up of late, and again before their game at the weekend against Middlesbrough, they've lost only 1 of their last 4 in the league. So that both teams come into this in half decent form, with Birmingham City in the better form of the two. I don't think there's any doubt about that. However, anybody who's anticipating a goal fest, which I'm certainly not, should be mindful of the fact that the last 5 league matches have yielded only 8 goals. So taking all of those stats into account then, John, and the fact that, well, I don't think there's going to be too many goals. So taking all of those stats into account, John, one of the other things I started doing was looking at the match odds ahead of Monday's game. And I know that you enjoy a shilling each way on match outcomes. Birmingham are 6-5 to actually register 3 points on Monday afternoon, whereas Wolves are a much lengthier, as you would expect, in fairness, a much lengthier 13-5 to leave St Andrews and head back to Molineux, whooping and hollering.
All right, so let's cut to the chase, Peter. What's the Sharky shilling going to be on? What's the score prediction?
The Sharky shilling.
Score prediction.
I have to say, I'm very tempted by the 13-2 on offer for the 1-1 draw. Can Wolves nick it? They are 11-1. To win 1-0, but frankly, I'm opting for the draw, John. 13-2 is the 1-1, and indeed the match draw on its own without a correct score prediction is priced at 9-4. So I might actually split that shilling and have sixpence each way on both of them.
Oh, I say, the top deck shandies are on you. thank you for that. Let's go back now to and stick with the Championship, no less, and let's catch up with David Pleat and Graham Nico Nicholas. It's part two.
David Pleat, we're back on football, back talking about the Championship. Wolves have got to play Middlesbrough before they go to Birmingham on the big game on Monday. Things are tight for Wolves down there, second bottom.
Yeah, absolutely, but that game should give them some confidence. 42 points, not enough. They'll be sweating. You know, Bristol City look as though they're going to find it really difficult. They need to get back-to-back wins almost immediately, Bristol City now. But it's anyone's down there. And the strange thing is, you know, they've all suffered, they've all panicked. Only two of those clubs, Peterborough and Sheffield Wednesday, haven't changed their managers. Wolves have, of course. Barnsley have. Ipswich have. Blackburn have. Blackpool have. I think anyone down from 46 points really has a chance of going through that trapdoor. Borough away, Middlesbrough, really have been very poor. I saw them early in the season, played a lot of good football without punch. And I think they've really suffered this season. I would say they're one of the clubs that have underperformed because they've slipped from a heady position early on to a very disappointing finish to the season. And they're not going to get promotion now, I'm pretty sure of that. And they've lost 12 away from home. So I think it's a magnificent opportunity for Wolves to have a good Easter. I really do. I think buoyed by that win, Saunders now has had a couple of weeks to work with most of the players. Middlesbrough have lost 12 away. I do believe Wolves have a great opportunity to get another win under their belt.
They've got a few injury woes, but let's hope it turns around for them quickly. Birmingham, they travel to Crystal Palace. Two wins in a row, two defeats in 12. Picking up a bit now.
Yes, but a difficult game for them, this one. I don't think there'll be many people that think Birmingham can get a result at Palace. If it goes to form, the likes of Murray, the leading goal scorer, doing terrific at Crystal Palace. Zaha, the tricky Zaha, who runs at defenders and puts them on the back foot. Phillips, the effervescent sub. I do believe that home record doesn't lie. 1-12, drawn 6, lost only 1. It's a great record. Scored more goals than any other team, 47. And really, although Birmingham haven't done too badly away, got a fair record away, I do believe that this one is for Palace. Palace will... ascending the top two positions, and they will need to win it. The crowd will be right behind them, and unless they have an off day, I think that this is going to be a very difficult game for Birmingham.
Lee Clark wants to tie teenager Kobe Arthur down on his first pro contract. They say there's already likes of Arsenal, Chelsea and Manchester City watching the 17-year-old David.
Yes, of course. Well, all players, when they get into the team, attract attention. I mean, sometimes you have to look just underneath the first team. We had the same situation last year with Redmond, who was introduced by Chris Hughton, who did very, very well. Everyone was talking up high money, big money transfers, and nothing has happened as yet. Sometimes the players find a level. I have to say that the Crystal Palace boy, Williams, no question about him. I saw him recently when they played at Watford, when he came on as a substitute. Did very well, bright, sharp, good movement. He's definitely got a chance. I hope the Birmingham boys do well, but I think this is a difficult one for them.
Maybe a difficult one for them, and then they go straight into Monday, host Wolves.
You know, if I'm correct, then Birmingham might have been beaten at Palace. Wolves might have won against Middlesbrough. They're my predictions. And I would think that because of that, the pressure on the home side, Birmingham, in a strange way, becomes greater. And I always think in local derbies sometimes, the anticipation of the home supporters and the home players, there's a greater pressure than the away side. And I sometimes think the away side has the slight advantage. I'm predicting a good Easter for Wolves. I think that they will probably get this. They will probably certainly get 4 points and maybe six.
David, always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Extra time. Tweet in.
When is a tweet worth 50k? When the twit tweets in such a way that suggests his whole sport is fixed. That's what happened to NASCAR driver Denny Hamlin when the bosses caught sight of this little bit of screen thumbing. Truthfully, I don't think it matters to the fans who wins the race, as long as it's a good show, even if it comes at the expense of competition. He received a whopping $50,000 fine for the insinuation that the race was rigged. Bit harsh, maybe? Still, you have to admit that it does sound like NASCAR is about as legit as the WWF. That's the World Wildlife Fund and not the World Wrestling Federation. What, do you think I'm stupid enough to suggest those guys are faking it? I wasn't born yesterday, you know.
Graham Taylor, Matt Letizia, David Pleat, Paul Walsh, the big names from the big games, all here on Extra Time.
OK, we've had David Pleat explaining how Blues are going down to Crystal Palace, but it's all smiles on sunshine for Wolves. Villa could upset Liverpool. Go on, do your John Aldridge there.
Oh, go away.
The rest of the lads ain't got sust. We'll have to learn them to talk like us, etc.
All right, we got Steven Gerrard here. You know, hey. I expect Liverpool to go to Villa and actually win 2-0, if truth be told. There we are. Thank you, Steven.
West Brom looks safe as well, according to David. And more importantly,
Of course, on the back of the defeat to Liverpool, Aston Villa will then face a really awkward trip up to Stoke City, who actually, on current form, are the worst performing team in the Premier League. Statsman didn't tell us that, did he? West Brom are comfortable. They're home to Arsenal next week, and I'd expect actually West Brom to get 3 points there. After the Lord Mayor's show over in the Championship, Blues entertain Millwall at St Andrews, and Wolves have another six-pointer when they travel north up the M6 to go and face Bolton.
Well, thank you very much indeed, young man. This has been Extra Time.
Extra Time. Extra Time. Slapped together by Swan Sports Productions. Subscribe to the show now on iTunes.